It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. The city of Detroit continues to try to find a way out of its fiscal crisis. A new report led by Michigan State University Extension Specialist and economist Eric Scorsone examines the impact of a bankruptcy on the city, something Governor Snyder, the legislature, and city leaders want to avoid. Eric Scorsone joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, the idea of a possible bankruptcy filing by Detroit has been circulating in recent months. What are the mechanics around a Chapter 9 bankruptcy filing?
Well, there would have to be an emergency manager in place. Under Michigan law, that's the only route to bankruptcy. And the governor would have a veto potentially over such a filing. So at this point, there couldn't be a bankruptcy filing unless the state appointed an emergency manager.
As you develop this report, what did you find to be the major issues that led up to this point?
Well, Detroit as a city has been experiencing stress really for many, many years now. But most recently, since the 2001 recession, the decline in income tax revenues has been very significant on the revenue side. And the spending side, the city has not reduced spending at the same rate as revenues have declined. And that has led to, starting in about 2005, some significant deficits accumulating. And so it's really a combination of those factors that has led us here. However, I will say that this is a longer-term problem going back to probably the 50s and 60s. The promises made to employees for pensions and health care were done in a time when the city was much more prosperous, had many more people. And those promises are going to be very difficult to keep.
What action do you think the city should take?
Well, I think the city, the mayor, I think, is on the right course right now. He needs to get concessions from unions. He needs to reorganize city government. And really, Detroit represents an opportunity in some ways to really rethink city government. But, you know, there's going to have to probably be a lot more done than it already has been done. So I think we've had some first steps, but I don't think it's anywhere near where we're going to have to be in the end.
In light of some of those first steps, these early concessions the mayor is getting from unions, how likely is it that an emergency manager will still be assigned to the city?
Well, I'm not sure. I think there's certainly still a probability because the review team will have to look at how much savings is really being generated and how long will these savings last. I mean, is this something that will solve the problem for a year? I think the state is looking much harder these days at long-term solutions and long-term solvency as much as short-term solvency. And so when you start to ask that question, that becomes a much harder proposition to resolve. And I'm not sure these union concessions are going to fix the long-term challenges.
And when you look at the long-term solvency for the city, is a bankruptcy a viable solution?
A bankruptcy is part of a potential solution. It's still a very difficult process, and I don't know that it will fix all these problems. It can address some of the legacy costs, which we would consider the pension, which is still funded at a decent level. The retiree health care liability is almost $5 billion. That is completely unfunded. And so the question is, bankruptcy would be one route to reduce some of those costs. But there may be other state legislative solutions that may be more easier to obtain and less costly than bankruptcy. So I'm not sure bankruptcy is the only option in getting to the final result that we need.
When we talk about cost, what would be the cost to the state if a bankruptcy did go forward in Detroit?
Well, the cost could be things like the municipal bond market might react negatively to such an event, which would raise the cost of borrowing for other municipalities as well as the state itself. So that's certainly one important cost. Another cost would be the impact on public relations that Detroit has gone bankrupt. And the legal fees are going to be substantial, and those will be mostly at the city's expense. In Vallejo, California, the expense was in the millions of dollars, and that was a city of only 100,000. So obviously Detroit is several times bigger than that.
Eric Scorsone is an extension specialist and economist at Michigan State University. Eric, thank you for your time.
Thank you.